1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. 17,000 acres. That's how much land the Line Fire has churned through in San Bernardino County, California in recent days. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Northern Nevada also contending with wildfire. The Harris and the Trump campaigns are in debate prep mode. Harris previewed what she plans to tell voters in a radio interview this weekend.
She was out there pitching a 28% capital gains tax. That's an increase in the current tax, but way less than what President Biden was pitching. And she pitched a tenfold increase in tax deductions for small businesses. Democrats have long thought that these sort of Chamber of Commerce-style Republicans don't feel like they have a home in the MAGA movement. She's going to try to pitch herself as someone that is building a coalition, even on the economy, that includes everyone from Elizabeth Warren to Liz Cheney.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, rallying in Wisconsin this weekend. This is ABC News. People literally had a blast in a coastal Louisiana city Saturday. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The Hertz Tower today, an abandoned 22-story high-rise in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where a crowd gathered a safe distance away to see and hear. Explosive charges detonate in a carefully planned demolition, ending in one big blast. Bringing down the tower, setting up a huge plume of dust. The building was irreparably damaged by Hurricanes Laura and Delta in 2020. $7 million in private money paid for the big demo show. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Pope Francis is on his way to East Timor after visiting New Guinea this weekend.
Two, three. Viva, viva il Papa.
Appearing before a large crowd of Catholics in front of the Holy Cross Cathedral in the city of Venimo. It comes after his visit to Indonesia, where authorities say they detained seven people suspected of making threats on social media against the Pope. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. around me, yet. Oh, I'm so glad to have you near. Well, I know you're a healer. I know you're divine. I know you're built for comfort, not stealing, mama. And hey, hey, that's all right. A stone cold fact, and I guess I wonder. I try so hard to understand how she makes room for me in the palm of her hand. Thank you.
Sync Radio. We call it the Double Dip. Welcome to the After Hours here on Civic Media. Rascal Theory will be live on September 14th, and that's who we just double dipped with. For you that are keeping track, that's next weekend at the Red Rooster on the East Side. Speaking of all the local stuff, this half hour, it's brought to you by our sponsor, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on the east side of Madison, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sample some of the local snacks and live music. That's carbon4.com. Now let's get back at it. Cat the Hurricane releases this next song on October 4th, so in about a month or so. And it's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. This is Caffeine and Alcohol. Heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Constantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? I've built homes with lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Second and smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell. I saw it in lies. Hurts in the morning. I thought that I could have it all. Love, caffeine, God, alcohol. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming.
Amazing local Wisconsin bands in a row. We keep all the local stuff in a row. And how do we do that? Well, we do it because we are local music and we are Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. You heard from the Mascot Theory, who just announced all their Flannel Fest things for you to plan this November. More information is out there on the social media. Just type in Max Inc. Radio. Next up, Linda and the Zeros, who are live at the Rooster right now. In fact, this is Time on Max Inc. Radio.
Interrupted. Oh, I feel my patience. You walked out one day saying you'd strike it rich in the oil field. I didn't take it seriously. I'd heard it often before. But the next day, final insult was the last straw. I couldn't ignore. I purchased an atlas to check where they kept the petroleum. I filled up a backpack with clothing.
Love when they're doing live stuff. And speaking of that live stuff, before that was Linda and the Zeros, who just wrapped up their live show tonight. Hey, if you're on your way home back from that show, let us know how it went. Use that Civic Media app. There's a button right there after you select your favorite Civic Media radio station. You can email us, call us, or maybe even text me. I would love to know what local band you saw tonight, or maybe who you're planning on seeing next week. That's because we're cool like that. Thanks for tuning in to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Michael Darling takes us to break right here on the Civic Media Network. Mm-hmm. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar, it wants to see a new place. And I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. Yeah, well, I tried to change you, but what's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tired of the honky tonking around.
Come on, guitar, let's go!
Get it!
day. People walking in a line, every stepping out of time, saying it's okay.
It's okay.
It's just the sound of the chimes. Say it's okay.
It's okay.
It's just the sound of the chimes. See, it's a strip to a chest, look around, chains ain't there. Yeah, we're sticking lean like a slate of the money. Say it's okay. Just sound and shine. Got a right to use our voice. Time and place and not a choice. But the stones on which we speak, though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay.
It's
just sound and shine. Say it's okay.
It's
just sound and shine. You kiss them on the head, say it's okay. Just the sound of the chimes.
That commercial break was just a memory after back-to-back local Wisconsin twanginess brought us to the local stuff here on Max Inc. Radio. This half hour, the local music is brought to you by Herbal Aspect. Now, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road. Or online, always at herbalaspect.com. Little Earthquakes now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't paint me a picture. I'd rather ride and home. Whoa. I got me a system. I don't even need a crystal.
Better not.
was Lake Street Dive. You can see them and hear them, most importantly, as they do live stuffs right here in Madison on September 24th at Breeze Stevens Fields. And who knows, you might get to sit right next to Mr. Rob Roberts. Hey, that's me. We couldn't do all this local stuff without our sponsors like Salvatore Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Sam Lyons now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, because we are local music.
Take it back to where we start. I wasn't for it. My shades turned to Coke bottle glasses. I'll take a tall glass of water on my head now to wake up from this delusion of future with success. I'll finish off the day and add it to the rest on.
That's going to do it for me. Another After Hours of Max Inc. Radio on the chart on the wall. See, right there, there's a big check. Megan Rose, she's going to take you to break. Make sure you follow along with us next week right here on the Civic Media Network. See you next week, everybody. Yeah.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media